Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the DJ Laz Morning Show. And let me tell you, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to do an interview with a hometown Miami girl, Natalie Martinez. Kimmy B, meet Natalie. Natalie, meet Kimmy B.
Hey, Nat. Kimmy. Well, first of all, let me say thank you for representing for the ladies of the 305 out there on the West Coast. Girl, keep doing your thing.
You know I love those girls from the 305. You know we love them girls from the 305.
You already know.
No, check this out, okay? For those of you just turning on the radio, let me break down who we're talking to, okay? Natalie Martinez has played in movies such as End of Watch, Death Race, Broken City, and she is right here from the 305. This is a Miami girl. Mama, tell people where you lived in Miami.
Oh, well, I grew up in Cutter Ridge.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
from downtown. My mom was in Kendall and my dad was in Coral Gables. So I literally am from Miami-Dade County.
No, without a doubt.
I love it.
And I went to St. Brendan High School. I'm a Miami girl at heart.
Oh, yeah. Always. Super for me one time.
Super.
No, super Miami. But like, super. No way, bro. Bro.
Yes.
No, listen to me. Let me tell you something.
No, hey, when we have a movie about chongas, we're calling Natalie Martinez.
Oh my god, I was the biggest chonga. I used to gel like my hair and wave on my forehead. I wore like the Adidas jacket. I didn't care. I wore Fila shoes and a skirt. I had gold teeth.
Yeah.
Like, forget
okay,
it.
Okay, now, Nat, now that does Hollywood know about that? Does Hollywood know about your gold teeth thing? Because you know,
Hollywood can't play with Miami girls.
Because you've got the Miley Cyruses and all these other, you know, little ones coming up trying to rock the gold. And it's like, hold up now.
Yeah, but you know what it is, man? Miami breeds a whole different kind of person.
You know what,
you
sir?
Know what I'm saying?
Mama, I am so glad you brought that up because you're absolutely right. And your new movie, which is coming out, Selfless with Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this movie a little bit.
Yeah, so it's a psychological thriller. It's kind of, it's about living forever. So basically, if you can transfer your consciousness to another body and you can live forever, like, would you do it? And like, what cost? Like, what if you had to take someone else's life? So this movie presents all these different questions in you because Sir Ben Kingsley is a very wealthy man, and he finds out he has cancer, but he's not ready to die yet. You know, he's a very predominant man in New York. Imagine if Steve Jobs had a chance to have another 30 years in his life.
Wow.
You know, this is how this guy feels. Like, the world can benefit. So he tries to put his conscience into another body, which is Ryan Reynolds. Now, where do you think these bodies come from? Do you know what I'm saying? And I play Ryan Reynolds' wife. And the movie starts to figure out why Ryan Reynolds gave his body up. So it's one of those movies that you're going to leave the movie theater literally asking yourself, like, would I do this? If I could transfer to another body, whose body would I be? You're going to ask your friends. Like, it's one of those conversational movies. And it's one of those things where it could be possible. It's not so far-fetched.
That would be crazy. DJ Laz without a limp in a different body.
You're the pimp with a limp, man. You can't take that away.
Now, Nat, I mean, let's keep it real, girl. Ryan Reynolds, Jason Statham, Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah. I mean, you have some pretty impressive male co-hosts on your resume. Who's been your favorite to work with? And are there any, like, you know, special moments you can share with the folks here in South FLA? Kind of, you know, behind the scenes type of stuff.
You know, one of my favorite people that I've ever worked with on screen was Michael Pena. For End of Watch. I played his wife in End of Watch. And one that was one of my favorite movies, and he was just so much fun. Another Latino too, so it's like we get the hustle, to like find our own like place in this world. But I think one of my funnest things, I mean, with Selfless too, working on with Tarsem, which is the director, and Ryan Reynolds and Victor Garber too, was great. Like, we all got along on set and made jokes, and we had a really, really good time. I mean, you have to remember, we go away to these movie sets for 3 to 9 months.
Yeah.
So it kind of becomes like a little family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun, man. I mean, there's so many stories, I can't even think of them.
I'm sure, mamita. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for calling in this morning.
Thank you so much, man. I've been a fan, you know, since I was a little girl. I tell you every time.
Okay,
so thank you.
Mwah. Natalie Martinez's new movie, Selfless, with Ryan Reynolds. It comes out in theaters this Friday. Go support home team.
Chris Brown, set it out.